This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com. I have on the phone with me Ross Barton, who is the president of Guardian Management Company, and they're located in Payette, Idaho, on the Snake River, right across from the Oregon border, and they sweep in both Idaho and Oregon. Guardian Management Company is World Sweeper's May 2011 Contractor of the Month. So first off, congratulations on that, Ross.
Thank you, Ranger, very much.
Well, Ross, you are in this company, I know, with your wife, Tina. So if you would talk about that partnership and how that works and how you got into business.
We purchased two sweeping trucks together back in 2002. And at that time, neither one of us actively worked in the business. I was managing a landscape company, and she was working in a doctor's office. And we had two drivers working the trucks for us at night. And that lasted about a year, and I realized I had to get more involved, and so I quit that job. And at that time, I added striping to the business, parking lot striping. Tina continued to work in the doctor's office for the next 3 years and then came into our company full-time.
I like the story of how you actually bought your sweepers. You were managing the landscape company, and tell that story if you would.
I was a manager of a local, probably the largest landscape maintenance company in this area, and I was approached by an outside party to take to the management of that company an idea that they would buy some sweep trucks and add that to their service line, and they were not interested, and I cleared the way with them to talk to him outside representing their company. Worked a deal with the gentleman and bought his trucks, and that's where we started.
What made you think that sweeping would be a viable business, given the experience you had in landscaping?
Well, it was a natural fit to landscaping, because as I managed that landscape company, I was always asked by the customers, could we take care of their parking lot? Could we clean the corners of their parking lot? Could we maintain the weeds in their parking lot? So I just saw a natural fit, and I knew eventually I wanted to open my own landscape company. However, I had signed a non-compete with them. So it took me about 3 years to convert from offering just sweeping to offering landscape and parking lot sweeping.
That makes sense. I've always felt that that's a wonderful hand-in-hand combination to go with sweeping and landscaping and lot striping and asphalt repair, two of the other things that you do as well. It just does not make sense that when you're on the property day after day that somebody else should be able to stripe their lot every few years.
We like to think that we're the eyes and ears of the customer. When we see areas of concern that would concern them, I guess I should say, we report it to them, whether it be in the landscape area or in the parking lot or even a broken parking lot light. We like to make sure that we represent that customer to the fullest extent.
Well, and one of the ways that you talk about on your website that you do this, you talk about wanting to exceed your customers' expectations, you know, each and every time. One of the ways that you approach that, I think, is very interesting, unique, and makes sense to me, which is to talk about how you treat your employees and the relationship you want with them.
Oh, absolutely. We consider them our biggest asset. And in fact, we have just instituted a customer recruitment program for our employees to incentivize them and instill bonuses in them and make them part of the company and make them feel like they are the company as opposed to just being an employee. And we really take it to heart. We treat them like family, and they treat us like family. So we're a small company, 8 to 10 employees, and we try to take care of each other.
Well, that makes a lot of difference. If you can get buy-in from your employees as to the mission that they're on, then there are always very positive things that come back to your customers, and I think back to your company, too. We talk at National Pavement Expo. A lot of times it comes up what kind of turnover is standard for the industry, and there are several contractors that have tracked how much employee turnover costs them to hire a new employee, and you know it's approaches $10,000. Some would say so. It sure makes sense.
I agree fully with that. It's very important to us to keep and maintain loyal employees, and in order to make them loyal, you have to be loyal to them.
Well, your website is a very nice website. What other ways do you utilize to do marketing to keep up with your customers, to stay at the forefront with them?
We really put an emphasis on our website. We've tried to cross-market to our existing customers so that if we're dealing with them on the landscape side, you know, we want to be their parking lot sweeping company too. But in addition to the website, we do a lot of networking, business networking, and local Optimist Club and Kiwanis Club, and we feel that our friends and our business acquaintances are a very good representative of what we do, and they can sell business for us too.
That makes sense, and I think having that kind of involvement in a community is certainly the type of thing that reinforces the fact that you should be chosen to be our contractor of the month. That's for certain. What are some other things that you've learned in that about 10 years you've been doing this business?
Well, our motto, as we said, is we want to exceed our customers' expectations, and we want to provide great service, and we never sacrifice that quality. We don't discount prices. We add value to our service. We want to become indispensable to that customer. We want them to think of us every time they need something done, and that's what we strive for.
That certainly makes sense, and it's not a simple thing to do. I think today more and more businesses, because of the economy, are seen as commodities, and if you can pull yourself out of that basket of being seen as a commodity, it really makes a lot of difference.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
Part of that is, of course, personal relationships that you have away from business and having some kind of visibility within the community. Just because I'm in Washington State and grew up with my stepfather, who was from Oregon, I know that you're not in a highly populated geographical area. How do you work out that part of it? You must have to do more transit, certainly, than most people that are in a highly populated area.
Yeah, we cover an area that ranges about, I'd say a radius of about 40 miles from us. Varies from north to south and east to west, and we just have to be able to cover more territory out here. We have a limited number of customers that we can attract locally within the cities right here locally. So we travel a couple times a week. We're 40 miles east of us, and a couple times we're 40 miles north of us. So in addition to that, we've tried to expand our services and add more services to our company so that we can service that customer in a way that they want to be.
On the website, it lists, just for those who haven't been there yet, 21 different towns that you service. And, there are many people in the more populated metropolitan areas that would never get out of the city limits of wherever they are.
Exactly.
And the idea of having to route and go from, town to town to town on a given night, that's a whole different level of complexity, I know.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things have you learned in terms of how to, say, work with your employees or work with your customers? Are there any hints or tips that you can provide that you feel has contributed to your success?
Well, I think I've probably already mentioned a couple of them, and I'm a firm believer in not discounting your work. If you do quality work and you provide quality service to the customer, you have to sell that to the customer and not be prone to discount, because it'll get you in trouble in the long run. And never sacrifice that quality. We strive with our employees that customer quality or quality to the customer is utmost important. We actually go out and watch our competitors work and find out the way they do things and what they don't do right, and then we try to train our employees to do things that our competitors aren't doing.
I think that makes perfect sense, however you approach it, whether it is to watch competitors at work or look at the grounds after they're finished, or however that is. that's really a good way to find out, you know, not only things that they're doing, they're not doing, but, you know, on occasion, things that they're doing that you might not have thought about. So that kind of follow-up is, yeah, that kind of follow-up is great. The idea of not discounting, I just can't stress to the contractor community and to any of, say, your customers or property managers that are listening to this, the way the U.S. economy works and the competitive bidding process is you are very close to the same with the same quality of work. And when you get a bid in that is substantially less, what that means is that your quality is going to suffer, period. End of story. And recently with the U.S. maintenance and Walmart controversy, where Walmart took on U.S. maintenance and then canceled them again and so forth, I heard a number of stories from contractors that really set my hackles up about what some of these contractors were doing. They took a Walmart for, you know, $30 when it should be in the, you know, 90s someplace, and said, well, we can't really provide good service for that, but what we're having to do is we just show up, you know, two or three times a week and then maybe stop by and pick up litter the rest of the time. And I thought, how can they represent their company and their name, their good name, and do business like that? It's so critical that you establish your standards, and then you have to have the amount of money that allows you to keep your equipment up and pay your employees the prevailing wage and so forth. And by that, I don't mean the government's definition of prevailing wage, but, yeah, you know, the wage that is prevailing in your community for similar types of work, and maybe a little more, because it is the face, it's the front door to all of these customers that you have, when you get a contractor that really understands that, in like yourself, where you want to make sure that your customer knows anything, any small blemish that may be occurring there at their front door, you just can't pay for that.
No, I agree 100%. And we try to teach our employees the reasons that we don't do that. And interesting, you talk about the U.S. maintenance Walmart marriage, because I have recently been approached to get into that ring with them, and I refuse to do that.
Well, that's certainly what we recommend here from our position at World Sweeper as well, because they were recommending that pricing be done that simply is not sustainable, and any contractor that can go in for their way too low price clearly is not going to be doing the scope of work that's in the contract. So whenever you see a scope of work that isn't matched by the amount of money that it takes to do that scope of work, you can't just simply sign the contract and let your ethics go by the board, or your upkeep, or your you know, the amount of time, lie about the amount of time that's on the lot. It's so critical that we stay ethical, and that the scope of work on the contract is the scope of work that gets done, and maybe a little bit more. I think over servicing and under-promising is still a very good way to do business, and it certainly looks like that's how you've chosen to operate your business. And I'd say in a small town, or in a group of 21 small towns, word gets out pretty fast, no matter what it is you're doing, positive or negative.
That's right. We value our reputation. You know, we've been in business for 10 years. This is an industry, both on everything we do, that has a tendency to not have the best reputation. And we're really striving to bring the standards of that reputation up in our area.
Well, I think that's a very admirable thing to be doing. Tell me about BNI Trailblazers. You talk about that on your website. You say you're a proud member.
That's a professional networking group that we belong to here in the Treasure Valley. And it's a group of about 50 businessmen that meet every week. We banter back and forth and trade ideas and trade referrals, and the key to that is giving each other referrals as opposed to leads, as we like to call them, because a referral allows me to walk into a customer after they've already been approached by another member of that group and recommended me, so I'm not making a cold call, so it's a lot easier to approach that person and make a sale. And I don't think any of us like to do cold calls, even though we have to.
I did go to their website, and it looks like exactly the kind of organization that will work well in a small town. And I'd encourage anyone, any other contractors listening to this, to really look at groups. And I know we typically think of, Kiwanis and Chamber of Commerce, but an organization like this just looks like it would be enjoyable, a little bit off the mainstream from the big organizations we hear about, probably a lot more personable and effective, I would say.
It's been a wonderful addition to our marketing plan, and I highly recommend anybody look into it. And if they have any questions, they can contact me via my website, go to guardian.com, or they can contact BNI through BNI.
All right. We missed out on anything. One thing I haven't talked about is Tina. What is the role that she's taken on in the business?
Well, she is my wife and my business partner, and she is totally in charge of the office and the books and the scheduling and takes care of payroll and receivables and payables. She's just indispensable to me and to the company.
Well, I think a husband and wife team is perhaps the strongest entity that there is out there in the greater sweeping and property maintenance business. That really allows you to see both sides of things, and as long as you can shut it off when you go home at some point, I think it has the best of all worlds for the customer.
It gives us the ability to look at things from two different vantage points. You know, a male and female are not the same, and we have a tendency to think and look at things differently, and it's just been a marvelous relationship for us.
Well, glad to hear it. Is there anything else that we should talk about or anything you'd like to say in wrapping it up?
You know, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Ranger, and I just encourage other people, if they're thinking of getting into this business, to just go for it. You know, this economy is tough right now, but if you stick to your principles and offer that service and that value to your customer, you're going to make it out there.
Well, I couldn't think of a better place to leave it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Ross Barton, and Ross is the president of Guardian Management Company. Thanks again to our May 2011 Contractor of the Month.
Thank you very much, Ranger. Have a good day.